sunshine, little Uber, liver, liver, leap.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You're tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with, yes, our favorite gardeners, Lance and Lulu. Woohoo! In the house. I don't think we've ever been this consistent. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
All of us showing up.
Yeah, we're crushing it.
Yep. And you guys just got back from your on the road show. Take the worm on the road up to Cedar Edge.
Yeah, that was
good time up there.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was outside.
You know what was I thought was the best part of that was the when you showed everybody how to do the threshing.
What did you thresh up there?
I took Montezuma red beans, and then I took turkey red wheat and carrots.
Oh, you took carrots.
Carrot seeds.
Carrot seeds.
Yeah, a whole bag of tops. Uh-huh. You know, just the Queen Anne's lace part.
Great.
And
People really liked it. And the carrots I just screened. The other ones I actually winnowed.
It's good to see that in action.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. You know, and I was working my currants. I picked a bunch of currants.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pick each little stem and tail off. Jesus, God almighty. You really do have to be a little touched to be doing that.
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, you need to drink a lot of wine, actually. But then I winnow him after they're dried off. And there's it's just – and I use a hairdryer. I thought about – how you did it, and I went, wait a second.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I got the hairdryer out, which, I've never used a hairdryer ever, I don't think. And I put it on the setting where it's no heat, and you just...
That works.
It worked great.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, I was really excited.
All right, I want to give the phone numbers because there's a lot going on out there. 970-527-4868, 866-KVNF now. You can email us, worm@kvnf.org. And we do have some emails, but I want to mention we've got some beautiful samples in the studio tonight. These pears, Lulu, from the back door tree.
What did we do? What are they? Bartlett's.
Bartlett pears. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful specimens.
They look really good, and they're just starting to smell right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring red the childhood memories.
Oh, there you go. And the peaches are extraordinary, too. And tree didn't get a lot of peaches this year, so I had these monster peaches.
Monster.
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing that next year.
Yeah, thin them.
Yeah.
Thin them
I never do, but
the
now
specimens.
I'm going to. And then
this
we have
is
this
the
corn.
Shimmery, this is golden shimmer corn.
Yeah.
What exactly
That's
is that?
That's callus yellow flint. It's a flint corn. It's actually, I think, from Montana. Hmm. And that's the variety I grew this year.
This is the top rustling.
Yes.
But it's hard. So this is not, how do you eat this?
You grind this.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, I don't grow sweet corn. But sometimes it gets a little bit of a red blush to it. And just beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. The shimmer on it is just gorgeous.
And it's an 8-row.
What do you mean by that? 8-row.
Go ahead, count the rows.
1, 2, 3, 4.
How does that compare to other corn? Why does
it's just a size thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's 8
rows.
Yeah,
these are skinny.
Uh-huh. 8 rows and there's 12 rows. There might be some large ones, and popcorn is like 15 or 20.
Okay.
If you count the rows on popcorn, it's different. But normally you field corns, it's an 8 row or 12
it's
row.
Gorgeous. The color and the shimmer on it is
it's
beautiful.
It's just spectacular.
Yeah.
And then you shared a melon earlier today, it was a little bit bigger than those baseball-sized melons that you have usually. But
those were Eden's Gem. This is Halogen.
It's what?
Halogen.
Halogen.
That I could be pronouncing it wrong. Mm-hmm. H-A-O-G-E-N or something like that.
Oh, like a halogen lamp?
Well, that would have an L.
That would be that. Halogen. It's from the Middle East.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's
green-fleshed, and it had like a real citrusy, exotic smell to it, and almost a taste. And you were mentioning something earlier, Lulu, that had such a citrusy, your plants in the backyard had citrusy.
Yeah, there's just so many different flavors and smells, and oh, my God, it's spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I just love it.
Hey, we've
my
got
my plums aren't ripe yet, though.
Oh, no,
no
kidding.
My mm-hmm. plums?
Yeah, the Italian
no.
plums.
No, they're not ripe yet.
No, not yet.
Hey, okay, here's Jeff, our trusted studio guy.
Engineer.
Engineer. There you go. H-A-O-G-E-N translates in Hebrew as the anchor.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. H-A-O-G-E-N.
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
Wow.
Delicious melon.
Fabulous.
Okay, hey, we've got an email from James in Montrose. We've talked tomatoes before, and he's got a garden just loaded with green tomatoes,
Yay!
Wondering if there's going to be enough good weather to allow them to ripen.
Oh, I love those questions.
Right?
Right?
Can you tell me?
Let me see.
But they're the big ones. He's got baseball size or bigger. So Montrose is tomato land, I'll tell you.
Right? What. Yeah. Well, you just hang out. And, you know, at the 11th hour, is this the person with 400 plants?
No, that was Cedar Ridge.
Oh, okay. So you just hang out and wait.
Stop watering them.
Stop
watering and
cut the tips like you said.
Yeah, prune the tops and if you find out that there's going to be a frost tomorrow, you pull them up by the roots
mm-hmm.
and hang them up somewhere out of the frost, and they will ripen.
Yeah, they do ripen. Yeah. Put them in your garage.
Yeah, put them anywhere. You know, put them in the bathroom. Hang them on the shower curtain.
I had my friend Gunnison, she took some cherry tomatoes plants, and there's all these green ones, and she, during the winter, she teaches piano lessons to the elementary school kids, and here's all these plants hanging with cherry tomatoes, ripening a little bit every day that they could come and munch on them.
That's awesome. I love it. Is that Jan?
Yeah, that's nice. Jan and Gunnison.
All right, that's great. Okay, so stop watering, trim them up, pull them out when it's going to frost.
Yeah,
just pull it up and the whole plant. I mean, you know, get the roots and
the
all.
The roots and all.
Yeah.
All right, super. James in Montrose. And
you'll
here,
be so happy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You can eat tomatoes
for
sure.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends, right, on your variety and whatever and so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, a gajillion different things. But
good trick.
They taste just like normal. I mean, better than store-bought by a long shot. They're
absolutely.
Fabulous. Go for it.
Okay, Kathleen up in Fruta. So she sent a few pictures, and she's got her peppers growing up there. And she's got a couple different problems. One has a little bit of a split on the bottom. And then the two other pictures, one is just what she calls a soft scald and then a harder scald on that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they just do that in the sun.
You could actually – it'd be beneficial to shade your pepper plants. Just go ahead and put shade cloth or some sort of, you know, something over them. The entire plant, I mean, make it 2 feet above them. You don't want it right on them.
Right. And you know, some pepper plants have enough foliage on them. Or if you happen to have planted them like I did around the tomatoes, they're not getting much sun right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. And that little crack... something grew too fast.
Yeah.
So not a...
Yeah, no. It's not... It,
nothing
you
to
know,
worry
the problem
about.
With it is that she probably needs to cut it because it could rot right there.
Oh, it'll definitely rot right there. And if there's any earwigs anywhere, that's where they're going to go.
They're going to go inside.
Home, right. Sweet home.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
They're going to be so happy. Just yank it out. Just eat it. Get it and eat it.
And shade cloth, that would have been handy just to have on hand this year for all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
I mean, there are plants struggling.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm. And there's different degrees how many degrees temperature-wise you want it to cut out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you could have
the shade cloth itself.
The shade cloth.
There's different densities of cloth.
Right.
That will keep more or less sun out, you know, depending on what you want. I had real light stuff on my cucumbers, and that just nothing made them happy this year. I don't get it. You know, meanwhile, other people had gajillions.
Right.
And some people had, like me, none. So.
Yeah, right. And I had mediocre.
Yeah, yeah. And mine were kind of mediocre, too. And I never did get them. I got one melon. One. Out of all the melon plants.
Wow. So. Hey, here's some more information from Jeff, our engineer, about that melon. It's an Israeli perfume melon held in high esteem from its creamy, sweet, green flesh that is much richer than any honeydew. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go. It was. It was perfumey. It was sweet. It was unlike any
and
melon
it grows
I've ever
in the
smelled.
Middle East?
In the Middle East and up on LaRue Creek.
Well, I mean, you know, you got food like that. What the heck are those people fighting with each other for? Just sit down and eat a damn melon. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And they slip off just like a ripe cantaloupe.
Wow.
You know, and you can see they go from green and then they start turning yellow.
Okay, I got to get some. I'm going to try some next year.
How'd
I'll make a great wall of melons.
There you go.
Instead of winter the winter squash. Anyway, go ahead. You were going to say something.
I just wondered where you got that seed, if that was an Impetu seed.
No, it was something I picked up.
Picked
someplace.
Up along,
yeah.
along your travels.
Yeah.
Okay, 970-527-4868-866, KVNF now, and we have an email from our friend Marilyn, who sent it to worm@kvnf.org. She has a couple of questions about using biodynamic vegetable crop rotation method. So, number one, if I don't grow flower vegetables like broccoli or artichokes, do I just grow flowers that year in that raised bed? Or is it okay to skip the flower rotation? Do you know? Or is that
You can skip it. The main thing in biodynamic is you don't follow fruit with fruit, root
with root,
leaf with leaf, and flower with flower. So you can mix it up.
Okay.
You just got to watch out for if you're a lot of heavy feeders in a row.
Heavy feeders.
Like broccoli is a heavy feeder.
Broccoli.
And
okay.
Corn's
a
heavy
feeder.
Feeder. Tomatoes are heavy
feeder.
Tomato,
yeah.
And actually, yeah, beets are a real heavy feeder, too. But you don't want to, yeah, that's what you'd have to be paying more attention to. You know?
Okay, mixing it up.
Yeah, just, mix it up. But you shouldn't follow off a root with a root.
Okay.
You know, leaf.
Okay. And then the second question is, if she plants a cover crop mix of buckwheat, oats, canola, or rye, pea, and vetch in mid to late summer after the vegetable crop, do you count that as leaf rotation or flower rotation?
It's going to be leaf.
It's going to be leaf.
They're going to go to the...
Yeah.
That's going to be in a leaf thing because you're not growing it for anything except for tilling it in to make... You know, the only other one that it would go into would be possible root because the more root growth, especially on those peas, the more nitrogen fixing you got.
Okay.
So that would be a possibility.
Right.
There's, you know, I'm not that educated on it.
I'm not either. I just throw seeds in the ground and wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
But my beans are having a second coming. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm going to get another batch.
Nice.
Of those little French beans that I love so much.
Well, this is perfect weather for them.
It's beyond.
It is.
Right? So if it just keeps like that. Oh, and my chicory. Remember I said I was going to grow chicory in case we ran out of coffee? Because you guys
brilliant.
Really want to be around me if we truly ran out of coffee. But the chicory is a good substitute. It's got these amazing leaves. And they're so tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Happy with that, huh?
Yeah, I'm real excited. And I'm drying them to have them in the little tea drink that I drink every day instead of dandelion.
Now, is this the native wild chicory?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually those greens get bitter early on, but you got it in really good soil.
Really
and
good
you're
soil.
Watering
it gets
it.
Plenty of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's also in a part of the garden that's it's underneath the beans. You know how I had my beans go up and then head towards the side of the barn, chicken palace. It's under there. And there's lots of zinnias, and they're really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds super beautiful.
I know. I'm so excited about it. I love this time of year.
Right? It's amazing. And the amount of food right now. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. It's beautiful.
It's just...
Yeah, I'm thinking about my raspberries. I'm picking them twice a day.
Oh, my God.
Well, really?
I'm picking one side in the morning, the other side in the evening.
Now, those really came on because you were kind of scarce there for...
Scarce. I have over 10 quarts frozen.
Ooh.
You know, and I'm giving them away. The radio station got some today.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Now, do you freeze them on a cookie sheet?
No, I put them in quart yogurt containers and just
stick them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to, Granny Mac used to freeze them on a cookie sheet. And then once they were frozen, she'd take them off and put them in the bag. And then that way they didn't lose their shape.
Their shape. And also, if you took them out of your baggie, you could get the perfect amount. Well, I sort of got to crush the container to get them.
They're not frozen together.
But I'm cooking them and stewed fruit
so what
and
do you
stuff
care,
like
right?
that.
You're
so
just throwing them in something.
Yeah.
Pouring heavy whipping cream over them.
No. That sounds not very good.
Oh, are you kidding? What? Are you high?
What you?
Let me tell you.
My mother used to put canned condensed milk.
No. That's not heavy whipping cream.
I made an apple pie,
had a piece left, and I whipped up some of that rascal, put it on there this morning. I thought I had died and gone to hell.
That is my COVID treat. Whipping cream.
It's good for your bones.
Yeah, it is.
Bad for your heart.
Good for your attitude.
Yeah, you're going to probably die young, but c'est la vie.
Yeah.
C'est la vie. Okay, well, we are winding down the season because you've got actually two more mows on the list.
Yeah, two more.
Two more?
Two more, and it's not this week. Next week, and then I'll skip a week, 2 weeks, and that will be it.
Wow, that's...
Run the gas out of the mowers, and I'm done.
Is that... Just the first week in October kind of
first,
then, or
first week, maybe the second week. We'll see how it grows.
Mine's super long right now, my 800 square feet of lawn. But so I'm running the gasoline out of the mower and trying to not refill the scooter tank. Because
that's tricky.
Yeah, because you know I get 100 miles a gallon. If I fill the scooter tank now, I'm going to have to spend 2 days just driving around.
Yeah,
to burn up my gallon of gas.
Uh-huh.
You'll see me. I'll be up on the mesas, dipping around.
Take O Road. Keep going and going and going.
It's hard to ride on the gravel. I went screaming into Napa the other day and dumped it. Yeah, it was pretty funny. I've done it before where you're just not paying attention for a minute.
A helmet girl, though, so
yeah,
thank
that's
you for
that.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, 970-527-4868-866, KVNF now. We're talking about the different umbral plants that are blooming.
Yeah, we've mentioned in the past
that the beneficials.
The beneficials really want the umbral family plants blooming and the nectar from that. It's a small enough flower that they can actually work it.
They can get it, yeah.
And right now I have fennel. Let me see if my list here.
Fennel,
dill, cilantro, celery. Those are all blooming right now in the garden. And celery's just the way I harvest celery. I only harvested the big stalks on the outside. I don't take the whole head. So eventually the early planting goes to seed. And I have a second planting that I'm actually eating. And that's where the celery is blooming too.
Yeah. I've got fennel blooming and fennel. And then there's fennel. and it's fine. And the big wasps have really slowed down. That little cold snap really got their attention.
Mm-hmm.
They're living in a boot. They are. They're in the boot, and it's scary.
In your backyard? They were in the dehydrator.
They were, but they got out of there. I helped them do that. And then now they're in the boot.
Mm-hmm.
So Those, I don't know. What can you say? They're happy. Opportunists. They're happy. Yeah. They are. You know, and that one kind of wasp that makes that flat nest,
mm-hmm.
I swear to God, they get to know you.
Absolutely.
They know your smell or they know it's you.
Yeah, they leave you alone.
They leave you alone, mm-hmm. and they come check you out every once in a while.
Yeah.
But you know what was really cool? A hummingbird, my hummingbirds that come to the one feeder, it was like they came and said goodbye.
Oh, did they really?
I swear to God. Mm-hmm. They came. I was in the kitchen, and they saw me in the window, and they came, and they did this little dance right in the window, and then they
see you next year.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Well,
yeah, well.
Good for them.
I know. I'm so excited. And my cat's dying, but that's cool. There's all kinds of stuff.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. Are you going to stop pruning your roses now, Lance?
Yeah, I'm not going to prune them anymore, mm-hmm. especially the hybrid teas, because mm-hmm. it stimulates them to grow. And all that lush growth, any day we could have a frost, even though they say it's going to be warm.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to change that.
Right.
You
something.
Know, so anyways, just realize to stop pruning your roses, especially the hybrid teas, or the ones that keep on coming back. You know, stop pruning them.
Yeah.
And later on, when everything's dormant after the hard frost, sometimes people will cut them half down because of the long canes.
Mm-hmm.
The heavy wet snow will break those canes all the way off.
Right.
But that we'll mention that later again. But anyways, they'll cut them off at halfway.
So as you're doing all this fall cleanup, there's a lot of compost. Think about compost material.
Oh, man. Yeah. I really have to think about it because I need to get my shredder back from the orphanage farm. And
because
I've got too much. I can't.
Right.
You shredded it. It compacts really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the worm compost, the worm pile. Call darn.
Looking good.
It's extraordinary. And the chickens have been getting into it pretty good. But there's the dirt in there is like all worm castings.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think some of that's going to get made into tea.
Uh-huh.
Next year, you know, I'll save it out. But it's
tea
pretty amazing.
Is the way to go.
Yeah, it's
it's
so accommodating. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. And what blows me away is after it settles and it's stable, it doesn't smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stable. It just sort of stabilizes itself. I don't know how it does.
Yeah,
it's like a miracle.
I wouldn't
just
know.
Just another miracle.
You don't. Make compost tea regularly, do you?
No, no, but it works. It works really good.
Yeah.
Well, you've got all these piles in your whole system of...
Yeah, I'm compost. This year I did more top dressing than manure teas and some spraying of kelp, but only to help stress.
Right. Which just goes to show you know, do whatever is working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry. You won't be 100% successful no matter what you do. So don't worry about it. Just go for it.
Yeah, there's always something that doesn't
come out.
Yeah,
the way you expected.
You think you had it going on, but no.
Missed it by that much.
You know, cucumbers.
Beans. You know, what's up with that? Yeah, and when the beans just quit in that hot weather, they just said, I'm not doing it.
And then you got the second coming.
Who
would have thunk that?
Who would have thought that? Yeah, they're loaded with these beautiful little, French beans. And the flowers are all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, my garlic wasn't huge. The garlic, you know,
you think it would.
But it wasn't, like, really small either. There was a few big ones, mainly medium-sized ones, which is actually just fine.
Just fine. Mm-hmm. Mine were all medium-sized, and that's where I have that theory that it's their first year making a real garlic, because I was planting them from seeds. So this is like the third year, and they just made their first real garlic. So I'm going to plant those next year, and I bet.
You'll get it.
I bet I'll get it.
Yeah.
Bigger and better.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mary from here in Paonia on the line with a question. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I've been propagating roses in pop bottles and things, and I'm wondering when I can plant those outside. Do I have to wait till spring?
You're rooting them in bottles?
Yes.
Okay.
That's so cool.
Yeah. What I would do is plant them out. And the old timers used to, when they wanted to, this is a little different, but they would cut roses, the stems, in the fall, stick them in the ground, and put a mason jar over them.
Yes.
What?
Okay. And the mason jar keeps it from drying out, yeah, the humidity in it. So I would go and do it with the same thing, you know, come fall. Are they starting to leaf out and grow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in the bottles. But yeah. I didn't want to plant them and freeze them somehow, you know.
Right.
Well,
right.
I would. I don't know how many you have, but you can do both and see what happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The
well,
old
I have about 20 of them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, so
plant them in the ground and put the mason jar over.
Yeah,
it.
But all of them you're going to have to put in pots. No matter what, you're going to have to take them out of the, you know, and some you can put in the ground and see how they grow, and some put in pots and bring them in the house.
Okay.
Keep them in the house, and, you know.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds like
20
real.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you could always take some that you put in the pots, and you can put them outside for the winter, but bury the pot in the ground.
Oh, okay.
So that the root, because if it's above ground, those pots will freeze dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, or put a bunch of leaves around and mulch them or something. So they don't...
hay bales or something.
Yeah.
Now, wait, you keep saying they're in bottles. What do you mean?
Rooting them
out.
Well,
I mean like something that cranberry juice would come in or, grapefruit juice.
She just used that as the water medium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was visualizing a 7-Up bottle or something. I'm going, wait.
Well, I could... Yeah, they're all clear bottles, and I've cut them in half and then put some soil in the bottom and then stuck the cuttings in them and taped the top back on, and they seem to be very happy in there.
Yeah, the humidity kept them.
That is
cool.
Yeah. Good for you. You're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Hedge your bets, like Lance said, do halves and halves, you know, do something to some of them and something else to the others, and...
Something's going to work out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Something will work out, and you might all work out, and you'll learn something, and then you can call us and tell us how great it worked out, and it'll be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Mary. Thanks.
Thanks.
Good luck with that.
Good luck. I've always
Bye-bye.
Bye. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And what do they call those when they put those
glotches.
Glotches, that's it.
Glotches.
Yeah. Glotch.
Yeah, the French... I think it was the French.
It's came, French, yeah.
And it's C-L-O-C-H-E.
Yeah, a clutch.
And they had different sizes. And during the winter months, they would, and they had them, these were all hand-blown. Can you imagine hand-blown?
Oh,
and they're bale-shaped.
And
they had little handles. Mm-hmm. And one's a size for lettuce plants, one's a size for broccoli plants. I've seen them, you know, I've seen them this big, you know, 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they're hand-blown glass, clear glass.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was their mini cold frames or greenhouse style.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's how they would
take it. It's like taking a carboy and cutting the bottom out and just putting the carboy over it with a cork in the top. So
yeah.
That, you know, and it's just like that.
Yeah. You can just see that humidity in there.
I was at this antique dealer out in California I used to work for. And he would go to France and England every year and buy antiques and bring them over. It was like going to a museum because everything was at least 1,000 years old. But, and he had some of those. I said, do you know what those are for? He had no clue what they were. You know, and they were like 2-foot high ones.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I learned a lot of new things tonight.
French are
Thank
so
you.
Cool. They figure out so many weird things. It's just great.
They're so French.
And they grow all that fabulous wine.
There you go.
What more do you want?
We grow some fabulous wine here in Western Colorado.
Amen to that, sister. Mm-hmm. I just bottled up some of that Syrah we made years ago, and it's fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back next Tuesday to talk more gardening and so much going on out there, lots of good food. It's Lady J coming up with One Woman's Perspective next. So thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
All right. Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody. Stay safe. Be kind.
I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Blue.